Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Cordy from LA. And what a week it's been.
So much is happening. There's so much on.
Well, not even that, though. We've kicked off March Madness. We're coming to an end.
It goes too fast.
It really does. And we already split up the days, right? And
we try to spread it out. We try to savor the moment.
The reading comprehension of people makes me nervous. makes me nervous.
You do practice.
I do practice. I say left side of the bracket. I present who you're voting for. And it's still, where's Russell? Where's Wes? Like, Wes literally DM'd us and was like, the amount of people in my DMs today asking where I am on this bracket and me having to remind them that you guys said left side and not right side. It's like, it's wild. I mean, we get yelled at in the DMs. I think obviously a big, big loss for yesterday's was the Brett versus Russell, right? And Russell lost to Brett. I think
the percentage was
55-45. It was close. Let me tell you guys, though.
Gertie was reaching out. She was like, what is going on? She's like, it hasn't moved all day. I just sent her the actual votes because I was like, no, it's real, honey. I'm sorry. She's like,
because we couldn't, you know, some people couldn't believe because it was like, and I weirdly thought, I was like, this is going to happen because Russell came in at a 2 seed. He didn't even make it as a 1 seed. And I was like, this is worrisome for me because I don't think he's even going to make the final four. And unfortunately, it came to life. And you know what? I have to say thank you, Gertie. Thank you to all the women. Thank you to all the men who participated. We had so many reposts and it was been so fun so far. What?
Someone pointed out fireman versus fireman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also both of them don't have social media.
Right. They were both submitted by their wives. Like Gertie even commented today being like, Russell doesn't even know about this. She commented like, thank you so much for the love. Russell has no idea that he's in a competition about the hotness level of these
problems. I feel like next year he could go to the final four. I'd love him to see him in that final four seat. And I think Gertie, what you're gonna have to do is send us a shirtless fireman photo.
We need shirtless photos. I mean, yeah. Let me tell you, the shirtless ones, I will say my hardest matchup again, and people are like, it's so funny reading the comments too, because people are like, you're voting on hotness. And people are like, no, you're voting on personality or the total package, you know? And it's like, we've always said, vote however you want. I will say, and I said since the beginning, the round of 64 was tough. 32 was tough. Like the West versus Amir one with both shirtless photos, like tight pants, that was tough. Like people in the DM, and it would be so funny, like, how can you have Wes go through? Oh my God, why is Amir going through? You know, all these things. It was like the complete opposite of DMs. And again, I'm like, guys, just the platform here. Just the platform. Please don't yell at us. I cannot control how people vote. I mean,
I think very disappointed in the John Barlow situation.
Agreed. But I do love Eddie.
Happy so Eddie took that. No, he lied this season.
Every round
Guillermo made it so far.
Guillermo got far. I mean, the thing is like people are disappointed, but I'm also like, these are your four number one seeds. It never usually works out. It's all number ones. There's usually a number two that's in a final four. Like these are all voted on by the majority group. All ones made it.
Right.
So it's not that crazy. I mean, it's crazy that Russell didn't get, but I'm also like, these were tough rounds.
I also like appreciated Rod. He's like, I'm a Cinderella story, guys. Vote for me.
JT too. I mean, I love too. It was like the Rodrigo versus Daniel, Ariana's boyfriend. You guys, Rodrigo won by one vote. I'm not even kidding. One.
Out of
like 100,000.
Thousands. Yeah.
Literally. It was insane. I was like watching. I was like, oh my God, because I like to try to prepare. A lot of times you can kind of see where it's going. So I'll try to prepare. And then if something changes, I can do, you know, make a quick change. But you got to put a lot of work in the night before. So you kind of see where that one, I was like, I don't like that. It is a buzzer beater. That is a buzzer beater matchup.
Beater.
Mm-hmm. That was like, it was wild. But I mean, it's been so
Sergio.
Fun.
Sergio also went very far.
Went far. It was.
And Caroline was super into it. They were both into it. I appreciated that.
They loved it. I love seeing a repost. And I have to say, too, me personally, like, people are like, who are you personally rooting for? And like, look, again, always a winner over here because we get the photos. There's lots of photos that end up not being used, which is very sad. But also, I'm like, I love. For me, the way I also vote is I also vote on participation.
Yeah. Because
I like people that are into it. And so like it makes fun, even if it's like the partner,
and
the wife.
Like the underdogs. Like we had like Brian Benny versus Andy. And I was really hoping Brian Benny would take that. But
yeah, you know, it's tough at these. But I'm telling you, these are like tough rounds and it's so subjective to like personal like and whatnot. I do think we're going to throw this out there. If everything goes as planned, not as planned. That's, guys, I did not plan anything. I'm sorry. If everything's going as is right now, which looks
right now we have the final four. Craig versus Frankie Jr., West versus Brett.
Okay, so what's the percentage right now of Craig versus Frankie?
Okay.
I believe it's like an 80-20 towards Craig right now.
It is. It is.
Okay. Craig, and then for 80, West, I want to say 73 to
72-28.
So it looks like it's going to be a Craig versus West. Now, usually we would put the finals up to go up on Thursday. However, because Craig is in this week's Summer House episode, and obviously West is there, we think it's only fair that we let the episode air and then have a full vote on Friday, which also I think gives a full day of campaigning.
Absolutely.
Across the board, whether you're a juror, you're reaching out to Craig, you're reaching out to Wes. We're going to request that they send us more photos. You know, we're going to do a whole buildup because
this is the final.
This is the final. And if it's Craig versus Wes, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm nervous.
So I'm going Craig.
You are going Craig because he's like, I just feel like
this is his year. He deserves it. He has really turned things around. I think he's in a good place in his life. And although I've enjoyed Wes, I think Craig's always been there for me.
I see.
Now, I know you have met Wes. So where are you going?
It's going to be tough. I'm telling you, it's going to be tough. I really like West and I have enjoyed him. And I've always said, I think that Summer House has a recency bias, which I think is why it's a good thing that we wait for one more episode. One, so we get a little bit more of West. But two, we see, like, you know, what's going on with Craig over there. It literally could go either way. It could go either way. Craig has always been, I've loved Craig since the beginning. West has a strong showing and I've spent time with him drunkenly. So I can't say that we're besties. But West is also like, he's been really fun participating.
Right. Well, you know. And I feel like Paige has done a good job representing for Craig. Craig, he recently like DM'd a little bit. So
I think they will participate in the finals too. And I think we'll reach out to them too and be like, you're in the final. We'll be like,
Wes, get a hold of Craig because we need your help.
Well, I think we reach out and we just say, hey, we need more photos. And I think this is, if you guys are listening to this and it's not Friday yet, I think you need to reach out to them as well. Like we just need
pester.
we pester, but like just to like a little bit of annoyance. toe the line if you can. But I'm like, this is a fun matchup.
I couldn't agree more.
I think,
and it's going to be, I think, a really close call. Is it going to be like
the old versus new
52-48? Like, is it going to be that close?
What if
it going to be one vote?
What if it is?
Wes's following is, I mean, his Instagram followers is not a huge number, which is, it's 103,000 followers.
Wow.
Versus Craig. Mm-hmm. He's got to have almost a million or something, I bet.
And plus,
Craig has a million followers.
And if Paige were to repost too, I think she has a million followers. But I don't know. I think that the Bravoverse, though, is leaning into West. So it.
Ooh, Paige has more followers than Craig, 1.1.
That doesn't surprise me. She's got more.
She's got her fashion, the lifestyle. She's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Got the gigglers.
Yeah. But I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a fun one. And
I would love to see people from the show campaign for them as well.
It'd be fun. It would be
like
fun.
Danielle, who are you going for? Are you going for West or Craigie?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, come on, girlies.
I would love to know how they vote too. I'm like, do you think that they vote? Like, I'm so curious.
I saw Craig looking at the stories the other day.
Because we tag him in it.
But he still looked.
No, I know, but I'm saying because like we tag, so it's he always likes the story. He's like, thank you. He's too humble. He's too humble. Like I tell,
well, Craig, this will give him a day. We will give
you get
him a
one day.
Day.
You get one
point,
day.
At this point, we know. It's not going to close the gap.
I can't imagine that it changes that much.
Too
but
big
I
of a gap, like, so we know it's going to be West versus Craig. Who will win? Craig.
I honestly think it could seriously go. Like I have there's. Based on the comments, like people, like I said, people are like, Craig West. And it's like, guys, the comments are split. The comments are split. I think the extra day will help.
Yes.
I think it's going to be good. And look, I've had so much fun. And then after this, we'll take like just a day break, 2 day break, you know, and then we'll start our hot Hall of Fame, which
maybe
is
like a nice, like a Monday situation.
Yeah. I was thinking we start Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that works. And we'll start our hot Hall of Fame. We have like,
you get the weekend off.
Yeah. Take the weekend. It's been stressful, guys. This has been a tough week of decisions. Probably the hardest decisions of life so far.
Well, and we are going to come to you with a Friday happy hour. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it will be interesting. We'll be able to talk about it, where it's going in what direction. And then I also think, so we'll talk Summer House on Friday, and then let's do Summer House Martha's Vineyard on Friday as well.
Yeah. You want to talk a little Potomac though?
Okay. Courtney recommended. She said, just watch the last 10 minutes of the second to last episode and then watch the last episode. Mm-hmm. And I did. I followed orders. And
well, I feel like it was that. That's all you needed in order to understand the finale. You know, they do the quick little recap of the season and it was a nothing burger.
I wasn't interested in that whole fight scene. That actually, it really upsets me. And I do think they should do the Railroad Road Rules challenge. Like if you throw a glass, if you hit someone, you're out. I just think it's trashy and gross. And
but Sesame Street isn't even on the show. I feel like she came to fight. Her hair is in a bun. She's in workout clothes. Like Ashley and her, I'm sorry.
But why did she do it? I think Ashley should be asked to leave the show.
I agree.
She has set up multiple fights.
I agree. And I'm bummed.
That have gone too far.
Well, because Candace announced this week that she's leaving. This is her last season. And I hope she's doing this on her own accord because I don't think that she should be fired. I hope she focuses on her music. I hope she like kills it and like does a great job or takes a season off and sees like maybe after next season, Ashley will be gone. Giselle will be gone. She can come back. Like I think that they did. And I think where you're going with this is why was it off camera?
Yes.
Okay. Because my point, I think off camera was so that they could twist it and blame Candace.
I feel like Candace is stepping away from the show and I truly believe she is stepping away and is not going to be fired and wasn't even on the chopping block because she's like, I cannot be around this toxicity and these people trying to set me up. Like Michael Darby has sued me. Ashley literally wants to get me in a physical fight. I've already been on a physical fight in this show. She's like, I can't do this anymore. And yeah. I really hope, like, I would love to see her and Candy work together.
Oh my God,
and
Candace.
And I think she's a really talented artist. And I really want to see Candace like go to the top. I wouldn't even watch a like 3-part spinoff or life after the show, trying to get her career in order, taking all my opportunities. I think she's going to be more successful being off the Housewives and could really launch this career. She has a good voice.
Won't you drive back?
I was just
drive back. I agree. Feel like, and I want her to come back and I hope, like, you know, I also think that there's a lot of stress on her marriage. Like in the preview, we have to hear about Chris's limp dick in photos again. And it's like, can you leave the man? The man just wants to cook a nice meal. Can he just do that? Like, leave him alone. Like, hello, wanted pay for hotel rooms and we're just letting it go.
It's amazing their marriage has survived.
Yeah.
It really is.
I hope that they work on their marriage. It survives. And I hope that they have little babies if that's like the next route that they're going and that her career takes off and that she flourishes because nothing would piss Giselle off more than to see Candace flourish because GNA is a GNO for me.
I'm very over Ashley at this moment. I'm really grossed out and disgusted by her. I've always liked her.
Can I say, though, at Mia's party, she's never looked better.
Absolutely
stunning. I was like, this is the prettiest she's ever looked.
I mean, she always looks good.
She's but she was absolutely. And I was like, I'm so fucking pissed at you, Ashley, but damn, you look great. You look great.
I was like appreciative of like Karen and Giselle, like them talking about, you know, Giselle going through such a rough time, like her father's surgery. And then he passed shortly after and like them putting their stuff aside and coming together. I appreciated that moment. Mm-hmm. But what I was really in here for, and I really appreciated how they picked up the cameras, was this Mia Gordon situation. This is truly wild. I mean,
texted you and I was like, the last 20 minutes, like this Mia Gordon. I'm like, you gotta watch the show if just for this.
I have so many questions, though.
Okay, let's ask them.
She has openly been having an affair for the last decade
with Ink.
Her son could possibly be Ink's son. Nobody knows.
Could be.
But yet, Gordon is still okay with that. It was okay with raising him on his own and still doesn't want her to leave. Why does he not want her to leave? Like, I feel like he is begging for her back. And she's like, please let me be free. I want to be with Ink. I just don't understand why he wants her.
I think that there's a little bit twofold. I think he was the breadwinner in the beginning, even though she was making lots of money serving lobster and steak without any shoes on. I feel like he was this breadwinner. I don't think he could afford the lifestyle she wanted and was like going into debt. And all of a sudden, Mia joins the show. They're making more money because she's now a housewife and now she's kind of paying the bills. And I think divorce is expensive. And I do think that he loves her. Like, I feel like she brings a fun side. Like, there's a fun side of her. And maybe they
always had this like open relationship.
He's known about this. And he's even said, I was 70. I was having all these health issues. And I said, just be discreet. Like, if I don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. But she broke all the rules.
And she said, but I'm going to ask and I'm going to tell. Right. Okay. I'm going to do it. This was
wild. And then they were throwing it all out. They were willing to throw each other under the bus about all the things.
Yep.
And none of them were even embarrassed about it.
No. They said they were like, producers, no, you bring the cameras over. Bring those cameras like, over. GVO, no. Good vibes only.
Not that there should be. I don't know. I mean, I do think they maybe came into the marriage. They're like, can sleep with other people. Maybe that was a part of their marriage and that he's just disappointed that she fell in love with someone or that she's been in love with someone the whole time.
Yeah. Radio personality.
Ink.
Right.
But then he was saying, at Watch What Happens Live, too,
I feel like he's going to be at the reunion, too, where Gordon's also going to be. And Gordon, I'm like, I feel sad for him.
I know. I think he's a good dad.
I feel sad for him. I'm like, maybe he also like doesn't want to break up a family and like they have all this history. And
they were together for 11 years.
Yeah.
Like, over a decade. That's a long time.
Yeah. She was either 38 or 34. She couldn't remember. Also, but I was like, honestly, I think this has been really freeing for her because she was glowing in those scenes too. And I was like, oh, wow. Like this is, but I'm like, you signed on for a new season. We're going to center the show around you now because you've got skeletons and I want to meet every single one of them. Potomac, Dawn of the Dead. Okay. That's the new season name. I don't want to see. Here's my thing. I don't want to see Giselle. Get rid of her. I don't want to see. Robin's potentially out too. Like that's the rumor.
There's a lot of rumors going around about Robin not getting asked back. But I think those are rumors right now.
Well, she hasn't confirmed it yet. She has. Yeah. Robin hasn't confirmed, but it sounds like
they don't usually announce this. I mean, we haven't even gotten the reunion. They don't announce casting before a reunion.
So they have before.
Oh, I feel like it's a rarity.
But it's rare. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Usually the contracts kind of go out after the reunion. But you know what? Robin should go. Sorry. Ashley, get rid of her. Giselle needs to stand on her own.
I would love to see it. I don't think she could.
No, I know. But I'm saying she needs to. Like, I'm sorry. Ashley can go. Ashley also, what bothers me about her is it's like your life with Michael is like you do whatever you're going to do. But don't fucking lie to us. You massage that man's feet every night. I know. Gross.
He doesn't come home every night.
Like, well, that's she probably goes problem. To him. She goes to him. Where are you? I'd love to massage those finger toes. I just feel like his fingers, like, you know, like Gollum fingers are on his toes too. He's like a gripper.
Is this the first season we have completely not seen him or the second?
The more the merrier.
No, he always, I always enjoyed watching him pound those Coronas and God knows what he was going to say next. It was entertaining.
He could go. We have Jax Taylor back on our screens now. We'll take that instead. Okay. Like Michael Darby is gross and I don't love the lawsuit that he did to Candace. I'm so glad she's out of that. I'm just sad about Candace and I'm curious. Like,
she's going to come back. She's like put herself on pause.
I like that too, but I'm just curious where the cast goes because I think honestly, you could give NECA another season, but her and Wendy need to get along. I think they need to like bridge some. And I think they need to take Giselle's powers away.
Well, I think
the Robin Giselle Ashley story's been told.
Agree. Like, so what, Robin
how
and
much
Ashley
story do you have left? It's you can go.
Yeah.
Karen
doors
staying,
that way. Get on out of here.
Mia definitely needs to stay.
Mia's definitely got to stay. Karen is the life of the show. Like, Karen is what Giselle
well,
thinks
she's
going
to have
to
like talk about the DUI. And
she should have yeah. to. She should yeah. have to. That's, you know, it's after like reading like the reports and like what happened. I'm like, oh, God, literally fucking call an Uber.
Right. Call well, an Uber. I do recommend everyone watching that last episode. And I'm going to watch the reunions because I think it will like,
back
give me the rest of the season a wrap up. I don't need to go back and watch the whole thing, but.
I
Don't
agree.
Me
I mean, if you
parts.
Haven't, I think that the finale was a great episode. And I think like the last 10 minutes just to understand what had happened.
Yes.
Was important. And then I think that the reunion agree will be a good recap for you.
Yeah. So I'm willing to
what a
watch,
giver you've been.
And I hope we have a better next season.
Yep.
They can't all be winners.
It's very true. You want to take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk some Vanderpump?
Yes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream
has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. Can we start off with just Ariana staying winning? Let's talk about what happened with her this week. And you know what I want to say? Fuck you, Lala. Fuck you, Sheena. Fuck you, Sanda. Fuck you, Brock. Winning, Katie. You're the best, Ariana.
You have a lot of passion and hatred, and you were rage texting me through this episode.
Was fucking furious. Fuck you, Lala. I'm sorry. Fuck you, Lala. She's at the top of my list.
Okay. Also, Ariana, in other good news, she officially bought a house. She's also the new Love Island host.
I think a year ago when she said, Tom, you won't even sit and watch Love Island with me, and now she's the fucking host of it. Did anybody check on Sheena? She's been taking hosting classes, I'm sure. Okay.
You want to know what happened?
Okay. And then her house.
You thought this was going to happen that episode. We're never going to get that.
We're never going to get that soundbite, are we?
Never. Never.
Her house is in the Hollywood Hills. It's like a $1.6 million house. So Lala could shut the fuck up about that now, too. It just drives me. Lala is just such a hypocrite. And what drives me nuts is like she did this Amazon Live where she's like going off on Katie. Like, here's the thing. You don't have to like Ariana and Katie, right? You're wrong, but you don't have to like them. But they have been relatively respectful through this whole thing about everything that's happened. Like Ariana has been so caring about other people, minus Sandoval, other people's feelings. Like Lala, like, I thought you hated me. Lala and Sheena have been going off on her in the after show. And they have kept their composure and their respect towards them and keeping it in so much that I'm like, you guys.
Ariana has been so poised the entire season. I mean, she was set up this week to be unsuccessful. Tom Sandoval was asked to go up to her, ask about these emails so that she could give some type of reaction. But she did such a good job. She just kind of pretended like she didn't hear him.
She should have said, send it to Daryl.
My lawyer will get back to you. And she doesn't even give him light. She has been very smart to not give it light. She hasn't even come into situations with him to activate her. So bravo to her.
Where do you lie on the Lala stuff? Because I just want to know where my rage is going to be going.
Because
you were all Lala last week.
Well, I'm okay with Lala. I do, so do think she's just very open to forgiveness. And not to say that she is not a hypocrite.
Sorry, you think Lala is open to forgiveness?
I think she is forgiving.
Or do you think
Tom
she's
Sandoval.
Open to a paycheck?
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Did I say Ariana?
No. We're agreeing on Lala. We're talking about Lala. I'm sorry. I think Lala is there for a paycheck and knows she has to film. If Ariana said, hey, Lala, by the way, I stopped over at Rand's house when we played a quick game of pickleball. Hope you don't mind.
I didn't say she wasn't a hypocrite. I said she was a hypocrite. But she's on this forgiveness journey. And she also wants to make it about herself. She always comes back to her trauma, her journey. She's like, well, the reason I'm being like this is because of my story. And there's clearly she can't tell her entire story. She's not allowed to because of NDAs.
I don't need to know, though.
I think she's been smart by getting her camera time, by going to their house, watching Tom Sandoval have an orgasm on camera.
What breath work has ever, I'm like, no. No, you're the weirdest person. When that guy went near him with a pillow, I'm like, just put it over his head.
I think that was the point, right?
Smother him. If it happens to be caught on camera, we'll all delete the footage. Committing a murder.
I could not get over Lala's outfit for this. She is literally wearing a duck hunting jacket with
oversized sweatshirt. Yeah.
With heels that are 7 inches tall. It was insane.
I'm just annoyed by her. Everything. Now, look, I think she thinks she's the new Stassi, but her shit with the something about her sandwiches, don't go then. Don't go. Don't go if you don't want to eat sandwiches again. But now we're going to have to watch you taste water next week for a water sommelier. Okay, babe, just stick with the smart water.
I was also laughing. I was like, Katie, why did you invite Schwartz to this? Like,
when did Ariana and Schwartz also be okay in the same group? I noticed
went to go get the juice. And because he's been 3 days sober, he loves Benders.
That's Lala. That's Lala and Schwartz. I'm talking about Ariana and Schwartz. She was like paying him dust. And then now he can come to the tasting. And then he was bringing them the espresso martinis. But I did love when they're like, oh, is it getting hard? Must abort. Like, I love that they roast him out. I think she's just kind of is like, this is such small fish and I've got such bigger fish to fry. And Schwartz is a loser.
He's low hanging fruit.
Like, just
Katie hooking up with Max this week.
Good for her.
Was the best thing ever. I was hysterically laughing. I am like, absolutely. And Sheena Shea with
fucking Sheena.
Six people's. Find my location.
That's why she's always on her phone. Get off your phone, Sheena. It is so.
And the internet is being hilarious today.
She's
like,
totally
you're
the person.
Telling me she didn't have Tom and Raquel's location. She has 56. And she wasn't able to figure that out.
She'd be like, I always thought it was weird when she turned on her location. I'm like, stop checking your friend's locations every 10 minutes, though. It's fucking weird because she doesn't have Katie's location. She has Max's location. So I understand what Katie feeling like, that feels like you're kind of going against my privacy there, like exposing that. And then also it's like Sheena is also pissed. So Sheena's pissed, too, because Schwartz says this stuff about her and him making
to Lala
12 years ago to Lala. Lala's
and also
producer.
Lala setting everyone up.
Oh, producing.
Sheena,
my best friend, I didn't want to let her know because I didn't want her to paint a pretty picture, aka I wanted to cause drama on the show, which that one was fine with me. I was okay with that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then
she tells Katie, and then they're trying to figure out like the timeline.
So
when this actually happened.
Which is like, sounds like it was like 12 years ago. I kind of believe Sheena on this. And I don't know what I would do in this situation if it was like an unwarranted where Tom comes up to me, tries to make out, and I push him away. I'm like, absolutely not. Okay, I'm going to like chalk it up to drunk. And it's so insignificant in my life that I'm not trying to blow up anything.
They were just at their little sister's cheer competition. Yeah. I mean, she was telling her own mom.
1, 2, 3, 4, Tom, you are a whore. Let's go. You know, just a casual cheer competition. I don't know. I don't think it's like that crazy to me, but I'm also like, looking back and seeing the amount of hate Sheena had for Katie, I'm like, does it always like lead back to this somehow?
But she was in their wedding. You've made out with her soon to be husband. You probably know of many different times that he cheated on her. And that's why she broke up with him, because of all the lies, of all the makeouts. I mean, she just finally had the self-respect to walk away from him because she was sick of his bullshit.
Yeah. But then I also feel, though, that Sheena was like, OK, Brock, you're going, we got to figure out a way to say fuck you to Schwartz. So let's tell him about this Katie Max thing, because I'm getting him back. And to be honest, I don't really care if it hurts Katie. But Brock, if you deliver it, I'm not the bad guy. We'll have a pretend fight.
I was trying to figure out if Brock had spoke out of turn or if that was a setup. I'm not completely convinced.
I feel like it maybe was supposed to happen when Sheena wasn't there.
Because Sheena seems visibly pissed.
But I think she's like pissed because Katie's right there too. And I feel like she wanted to be like, she did not want to be in the space where Brock was when he told Schwartz.
Yes.
I feel like she wanted to be like, because her story again changes, right? She's like, oh my God, Brock looked over on my shoulder. At the after show, they had a full conversation about it in bed. So it's like her story changes where she's like, oh, he looked over my shoulder. I'm like, Sheena, you probably. So our friend Tiff always jokes that she at night, she checks where her Sims are. Sim characters, which is like all the people that she like follows and like looks on their location. How you don't give your location out, which is rude.
For this specific reason. I don't want people tracking me.
But how many people's locations do you have? Because you're always tracking Michael. Tell us where he is right now. Tell us.
Okay. Hang on. Well, now it's so easy because you can see on like when you go to your text messages, he's at work.
Okay. I have 13 people's locations.
Oh, wow.
But I've started getting rid of people knowing mine, specific people that I'm just like, you know, mm-hmm. you're a Sheena. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't need you checking in on me. Now, most of them I have is like, it's actually like me, like my main Coachella group, because we give it to each other for Coachella. You know, we make sure that we know.
Do the now phones just even work there?
Oh, they work. Ring, ring. They do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, though, it's not accurate there. I don't know why we do it. In our heads, it makes sense. And I'm like, sure. We're always together. But when we're not, it doesn't. In theory.
I can see Tiff's. Can she see mine?
No. You can see people's without them seeing yours. And you have to give access.
How can you tell who you've given access to? So I have 11 people. Four of them are Michael. It's Michael and then three of his family members. Then I have, I guess, like our friend group, but not you. I have all of the people and my people except you and Les. And then I have like one of my sisters. My other sister won't give me hers, which I'd like hers.
Well, she doesn't want you to Sheena her because she's doing shady shit. My friends used to be like, give me your location. I'd be like, no. And they're like, why? I'm like, I don't want you to know where I am. I'm JoJo Siwa.
Being a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl. You guys, I'm on JoJo Siwa TikTok. I can't get off of it. It is so insane to me. She's an insane person. Her car is called the Bobo Machine. The Bobo Machine, music, like right? Bose. It's all pictures of her face on her car. Okay. She was a bad girl.
Is that her new song?
Yeah, it's coming out April 5th. It's all over my TikTok. Can't stop. And every time, and it's my own fault because I play the algorithm, because every time a video pops up, I send it to a specific group of people saying, we got another.
What's going on here? Right.
We got another. Can't handle it. I can't get off of it.
Well, speaking of Joe's, let's talk about Joseph? The other Joe, Joseph, wearing her hat. And Sheena bullying her about it.
Yeah. Fuck you, Sheena. Bully.
I got this vibe though. Okay, that, tell like, me. Remember Raquel before we knew she was cheating and they all ganged up on her on that trip where they went to Las Vegas? And then, like, I was getting that vibe, the mean girls, the high school, the like Stassi ringleader. I mean, Ariana's like, what? She sleeps with her dad. You know, they all can't stand her. And I think at the end of the day, Joe's probably a nice person, and sure. She'll probably help you in the middle of the night if you needed something. She doesn't have the mean bone in her body, and you can tell because she says crisscross applesauce during her confessional, and that was a dead giveaway for me. Is she at Burning Man and feeding a whole camp at breakfast out of the goodness of her heart?
100%.
Absolutely. Is she made for reality TV? No. Absolutely not.
No.
I felt sad for her.
I felt bad. Here's the thing. I think Ariana made a good point, and that's why Ariana can pay her dust, right? Now, granted, if I'm Joe, I'm probably not saying, hey, Ariana, I would love to tell you about an affair that your boyfriend's having. But also, like, the stuff with Katie. Like, Katie and Ariana's, like dislike towards her is warranted to me. Sheena is just a bully because she wants the girls to like her. Like, look what I said. I made fun. She's a hairstylist. She should be wearing a hat. It's like, well, guess what? They can.
I agreed with that, though. She should be showing. I agreed with what she was saying. The delivery was wrong.
But who cares? Okay, I have my cosmetology license. My hair is in a bun right now. I wear a hat all the time. Like, I just don't think, like,
on TV. You're not on TV. No one's ever going to see
it. It's like, she's so, like, clearly anxious and, like, has, like, some, like, a little neuroticness to her. Like, her energy to me is very manic. And, like,
you can feel her energy.
Like, yes. And, like, her sitting there on the couch, like, cut, like, fingers in the ears, like, nobody talk to me is fucking weird to me. Okay. But I agree. I think she's relatively harmless. I think I feel sad because she clearly is into Tom Schwartz, who doesn't care. Like, if the guy I'm interested in is calling me Joseph. They all hate her.
They all hate her because she knew about the affair. And Raquel
moving in
said,
with Tom Schwartz, too, that whole thing.
Right. And Raquel also said on her podcast this week that Kyle Chan knew, who, like, was on the episode. He'll be in the finale, too. Mm-hmm. And that Logan.
No, we talked about this last week. Logan already came out and said, no, that's not true. He didn't know because he walked in on them cuddling. And I'm like, here's the thing. I really think
a lot of people walked in on them cuddling various times.
I think Tom and Ariana's house, not a drug
crash
yet,
pad, crash
but I
pad.
Think a lot of people came over there wired from a night out. I think they
Billy
did a
Lee's
lot of
still
shrooms.
Living there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that they would, like, go over there and, like, try a psychedelic or something. And so, mm-hmm. like, if you saw somebody, like, I know this sounds weird, but I feel like if I saw them, like petting each other and stuff, like, I wouldn't think it was weird because I'm like, oh, everybody here must be on drugs.
I mean, what
Does that
Anne
sound
has,
weird?
No, I completely agree with you. And, like, what Anne has seen, that poor woman.
Save Anne. Save Anne. When she's trying to jump ship. Ariana, can I be in the running for your assistant? She's trying to get out.
Hashtag save Anne.
Hashtag
she save. Wants to be on the right side of history.
She knows.
And then I also think it's interesting that Ariana doesn't, like, despise Anne, which that makes me respect Ariana so much more, too. Like, she's been so nice to this woman that's, like, working for the most hated man in America.
I would love to know how much Anne got paid. How much do you think she got paid?
$25 an hour.
Yeah, I feel
no
like...
No benefits. Getting...
I mean, the benefit of looking at Tom Sandoval in his aloe hat every day? It's like, Tom,
all
are
hours
you sponsored?
I mean...
And then he traded him for that stupid fucking fedora. Because it was cowboy night at the bowling.
And then I love Ariana coming up to... You know, he goes on, like, this bowling date with this 25-year-old T, and... She's like, honey, what are you doing? Like,
she's like 25.
How old
sense.
Are you? Like, don't waste your time with a 41-year-old narcissist. You are the prize. He is not the prize. And I also appreciated T. She's like, I know you're right. Like, I have to leave this restaurant right now. That's how
she's
I felt.
She's probably like, is it worth spending time with Tom Sandoval for the camera? Is this a cat? Like, where is the line of where I sell my soul for this?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, how do I, like, do I do it? She's like, finale party, now I'm out. Because, you know, he's got his new side piece, girlfriend, whoever, now that he's going around with. You know, T seems very nice. Go to the Valley. Go to a different show.
We don't really need her.
Okay,
who
here's
I
the
am
thing. Here's what I would love.
With?
Wait, oh. I have a new show idea.
James and Allie?
No. VPR Rejects.
Okay.
That's the Survivor style show.
Oh.
They so all like, are on a
like,
island.
Like, is, like, Peter Madrigal on it?
Peter's too good. No, we love,
like,
Peter.
Is, like, I'm talking, Logan on it? Jesse?
Yes. Okay. I'm talking about all the side characters. Here's what I do love about Vanderpump Rules.
Billy
Vanderpump
Lee,
Rules
Billy
will
Lee
get a
it?
Chiron. They will give a lower third to any person that works at that restaurant. We got Israel, the host. He's walking Lisa to her table today. You know, like, what I'm saying, like, they always show, like, whoever's bartending that Lisa's going to talk to, they show the name. They're very good at giving us A, B, C to Z characters in the show. Right, right. Throw them on an island. Whoever wins gets to be a cast member for maybe a defunct show from next season. Because after Ariana becoming the Love Island, she's out next season. There's no way she comes back.
I think good for her. It's time
Agreed.
To move on. I mean,
this show does not serve a purpose for her anymore in the sense of her own mental health.
I agree with that.
And after the whole, like what we've heard about the reunion too, it's like, Ariana, you go, like, well, I could just picture Lala seething that she got this house, that she got this hosting job, and her just saying, why not me?
Did she get Maya?
What do you mean, did she get Maya?
The dog. Maya's isn't there co-owned dog?
No, Maya's always been Ariana's dog.
Okay. Well, that was sad about the laxatives.
Fuck
and the
Tom.
I mean, really, really
makes
really
me think about, did you give Charlotte her medicine?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, those, I have a $6,000 vet bill and these are my children. And he just is so negligent. And he probably blamed it on her in some sick, dark way.
Well, it's like people, you know, Ariana has to have some sort of blame. Why did she leave that food out there? And it's like, if Maya's not supposed to be in her room. And then, like, all I was thinking, too, is the fact that, like, their AC is broken. I'm like, it must feel so uncomfortable to know that Tom went into her room.
Ugh, yeah.
Like, do you know, like, that level of just, like, vulnerability? And I could just see, so I could see Tom being like.
A full year. She lived in that house for a full year with him. But, I mean, yeah. Been gone a lot, too.
But also, I could see Tom being like, he goes into a room, he closes the vent, but he opens the vent and throws a dead fish in it.
Totally.
Like, can't you see him doing that? And then be like, oh, bro, no, dude, what? You better move out because this house is mine. I want it. I'm going to send you an offer.
That will be interesting, too. Is she going to take the money from him? What's going to happen with that house, actually?
Sell the house. Sell the house for Ariana.
There's no way he can afford the house on his own.
He can't. And he can't buy her out. Like, it's just... You know what? The Toms should go. Here's your spinoff, Toms. Tom and Tom, the odd couple. Let Jax move in there too. Give him a 3-bedroom. Or you know what? Bring them into their old days where Jax used to have a sheet for a wall.
Right.
Tom, and I. The show.
I don't think Jax and Tom Sandoval could get along.
They're filming together the after show. They all three live together.
I have to get this. No, but they are. Okay. Yeah, I need to watch the
after show. The after show is very eye-opening. And again, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Katie and Lala, like, Katie is not miserable to me. And that's why I'm like, I get so annoyed when it's like, Katie's so miserable.
I'm still so proud of her for hooking up with Max.
And
I love that Lala's like, and everyone's a liar. Shayna lied to me. I can't believe after 13 years, she would have mentioned to me that she made out with Tom Schwartz one time. I'm like, what? Come to her brain. Like, come on, you're crazy. Then you were trying to set up, you guys are best friends, your neighbors, you like love her husband, and you're trying to set her up for not success.
Yeah.
And then you are apologizing, you are having a kumbaya moment with the most hated man in the world,
who you've never hung out with in the series of the show, and now you're doing day dates with Tom Schwartz, and then you're going over to Sandoval's house to bond, where you're like, two episodes ago we're in fucking Lake Tahoe, and you're like, you're a groomer. I'm so sorry about that. I'm a Sour Patch Kid.
No, it's pretty wild.
It's so insane to me. It's like, I get it. You need the show. And she probably needs the show more than ever, too, because let's face it, Ariana really is the only one who's branching out of the show.
I agree with that.
And again, I don't think Katie needs the show. I don't know what it is that Katie would do, but I just feel like
she needs the money.
But Katie will clock in and be like, I'm coming.
Her and Dana have a podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, I like Katie. I'm just saying, like,
also, I'm waiting for James and Allie to launch a podcast. I feel like that is going to be the next one we're going to get. And
if they were smart, though, they should do something that is not Vanderpump related. I actually think it'd be really interesting for them to have a music podcast.
They could definitely do something. I mean, they should do a collab. They haven't even done a collab.
No, I know.
And
I'm saying, like,
he is literally obsessed with her. I enjoyed him picking out her outfit. I didn't find it in like a creepy, controlling way. Like, wear this tonight. He was like excited to put together her outfit and she enjoys it. He seems like way less controlling with her. Mm-hmm. He seems really centered with her. Mm-hmm. I like your music idea. I feel like they could do a song.
Yeah, they could talk about a song that speaks to them, break it down. They could also do a version of it where he's like the DJ, she sings it. I feel like there's for me, it's like you have to think about like the what's next.
Yes.
For this. And I think if you're hitching your ride to Vanderpump Rules or like doing this, it's like you're at some point it's going to be like, okay, now what? So I feel like they're both musically like inclined, like they should like lean into that. They could discuss artists, songs, genres.
Yeah.
Do they jam sessions a night? Does she take the gummies? They pop a gummy. He starts DJing. She starts singing along.
Yes. You, I would love that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling. I know it's Lala's song, but
there was so much to unpack this episode, you guys. Like, literally, we watched a like fake orgasm. We heard Tom Schwartz tell us about his 3 days sober.
You want to know what happened?
We have Schwartz admit that he's made out with Sheena. Then Sheena twisted
he's also,
the
I
story
say-
and saying that like. He kind of kissed me. He kind of grabbed me and I just walked away. I was still with Shay. We were like kind of engaged. I didn't tell my mom.
I didn't even tell my mom.
Then we have girls, Broly and Joe. She literally runs off crying. Then we have Lala trying to make up with Tom, but they weren't even actually friends. And then we have Ariana trying to get set up and then Katie skirts Max.
Yeah.
What a great episode if you think about it like that.
I mean, it was also the rage inducing for me. It was. And I told you, I was like, it's wild to me that I'm sitting here slogging through Vanderpump Rules so that I can get to the Valley.
And let's take a break and talk the Valley.
Amazing.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
What a great segue, Mary. What a great segue. This show...
Have you been to this restaurant in the Valley?
The Smokehouse? So this is across from the WB lot. It's in Burbank.
Okay.
And it is like, it's like a staple. Good martini. Okay, you guys, I'm going to go with my conspiracy here. I'm going to start.
Oh, no. And she's already told me.
This is sick. Okay. This is sick. Kristen and Jax are still hooking up, and they hooked up before the scene because Kristen's makeup is missing from her chin and above her mouth. Whether it's a makeout or a beach, I do not know, nor do I want to explore that part. But I am going to continue with the conspiracy that they are secretly hooking up.
I'm not going to
stay away from that one, and that's okay.
I don't think that's happening. I was very distracted by Kristen's teeth are so white in this scene. And it just made me giggle that he picks a steakhouse that he's never actually been to and takes a vegetarian.
It's like when Tom brought Kristen for their anniversary to the Korean barbecue place and she just had to order a side of vegetables. It's like these men continue to not know who Kristen is despite having had friendships of 20 years.
But they are perfect together. I mean, Jax is calling it like it is to her. Like, I mean, is this your sperm donor? Like, what are you thinking? I mean, you wanted to get pregnant with Alex just a couple weeks ago. Now you're with this new guy. You keep on telling me it's forever. I mean, this is pretty nuts, Kristen. Like,
I also think that Jax can't say it out loud, but is also saying, don't do it. I hate it. Your kid gets stuck under the couch multiple times and screams, and we don't know what to do with that. Don't do it, Kristen. Like, I feel like there's a weird, also don't do it because we're hooking up and it's so much fun for me. And like,
stop. No, but, they're not.
But also, Jax also saying about the smokehouse where he's like, this is where I would have chosen to work. It's like, you were a terrible bartender. You would never have made it there. You would have gotten fired a day one.
And then also, like, in her confessional, Kristen's like, I mean, Jax is just lucky he stumbled into a saint, Brittany. Like, they just call it like it is. And they talk so much shit about each other. And
they have no shame because all they want, they just want to be back on TV. They want that paycheck. And they're like, we were horrible people on Vanderpump Rules and it worked. All we have to do is be horrible now. Adulting.
Wank. I mean, Jax is acting so hard this episode. I mean, it is, I was literally bursting, like crying with tears when, okay, so he basically gets Alex, her ex-boyfriend, to come because he wants to introduce her to the new boyfriend, Luke.
Alex, meet Luke. Luke, meet Alex. I know.
And literally, so he's talking to Luke, and Luke's like, I don't want to meet this guy. Like, why would you invite him? I don't care. Like, this is so fucked up. I know what he's done to her. Like, absolutely not. And Jack's
here's
like,
my problem with that, though. Why is Luke wanting to hang out with Sandoval in real life if that's also Kristen's ex-boyfriend and also a horrible human being? Luke is a fraud.
I actually think he's just like an innocent country boy that doesn't know what he's gotten into. But
he fucked Kristen behind a tent at a wedding. He knew what he was getting into. That was the first meeting. They knew each other for 10 minutes. I'm into it. Do what you want at a wedding. No rules. But don't pretend he didn't know the kind of crazy he was sticking his dick into. I love it, by the way. I still love it. I love it.
He's like, why would I want Luke? Why would I want to be friends with Kristen's ex? And then like Alex walks up with like his beanie, and then they're just throwing Kristen under the bus so fast. Like,
by the way, this place is in downtown. The show called The Valley. We've had to drive from The Valley to downtown to go to Two-Bit Circus. I just wanted to clarify. Okay. I want just because I know we're trying to keep it over the hill, but we're going past the hill.
Okay. And Alex like, yeah, I just throwing her under the bus. I lent her money. He's a realtor. He's like, I sold her house for free. No commission.
Thanks for the favor for your girlfriend.
He's like, I didn't charge her rent. I'm like, clearly is probably going through a hard time and didn't have like the same income coming in. And you were living together and you were trying to have babies together. Like, no.
Stop keeping score, buddy. Also, we don't need you on the show.
That was so embarrassing for him to show up, but I was happy he did.
Oh, I mean, and mess. Like, we love it.
Literally, Jack's like, he's like, man, I fucked up. Like, I shouldn't have brought Alex here tonight. Yeah. Luke's really pissed. How does he keep a straight face?
Also, Jax loves this outfit, by the way. Jax loves a white t-shirt, an open buttoned chambray, black jeans, and some sort of Nikes. This is his favorite look. Here's you guys. I have a problem.
Doesn't look so great right now. Have you noticed that?
Yes. It's like you guys, red. I have a problem.
Okay. With Jesse and Michelle.
I think Jesse's hot. And
I don't think you're wrong. Come on. He's good looking.
There's just something about him though, that his smugness and his stupid, like when he said first episode, he's like, yeah, once I realized you were a douchebag, then I found you charming. I was like, ew, that line is so gross. I'm like, I see it.
He was also like pretty good at hockey.
And I'm like, I would run into him at the Sunset Tower. He'd be sloshed on teenies and he would be a good time. Like I can see myself hanging out with
everyone. Yes. He would have a good banter. He'd probably give you a little titty twister, deny it, forget about it.
You know, and if it happened, it happened. Did I do it first? If I did it first, the tits are out for the grabbing. Kristen also has this laugh, you guys, and she's like, she's doing this laugh. It's driving me nuts. But she's like telling this story to Luke. Also, Luke and Kristen running on this trail. Please go back and watch Kristen's run. It is just, Kristen's not a runner. And that's okay. You don't have to be a runner, but it's more like she's like, oh God, oh God. Like, I was afraid she's going to fall off the hill.
of the run. Yeah, it was just, yeah. And then she's like, here's a problem. So I twisted his nipple, but then he did it back to me. And it's like, I get it. I don't think Jesse necessarily should have twisted her nipple, but it's like, it's not like he did it unprompted. Is that?
It was his natural reaction back. But inappropriate to say.
Am I defending?
No, and you're saying it's inappropriate. Yes, yes. But she did it first, so that was his natural reaction to grab back, and he wasn't doing it in a sexual way.
Yeah, he just wanted to get his tattoo of a bunny.
Right.
Okay. Also, though, you know, like, because they're divorced now, she's already got a new boyfriend, Michelle.
Are they already divorced?
I don't know. They're definitely separated. Right. Maybe maybe divorced.
She deserves the world. She is. Raising Isabella alone. Also, why does this kid not want to ride the bike? That was shocking to me. Obviously, they didn't prep her. Like, come on. You get her the bike. It's a big surprise. Oh, my gosh. Today's the day. We're actually going to ride it. Like, you prep your kid. You get them excited.
He didn't watch the YouTube. He didn't know he needed to do that. Didn't watch the video she sent to prep his daughter for riding the bike.
Well, I'm happy that she has a new boyfriend. She deserves the world.
When she
How many people has Jesse slept with since?
The limit does not exist.
When she had all the food and he wasn't even helping her put it onto
He's
a
like,
plate.
Well, you should have thought of this before. She's like, well, sorry, I was raising our child. He's like, anyways, off to boys' night. Bye.
He's a horrible
partner.
Human.
Horrible partner. Horrible.
But speaking of good partners, I'm into Danny. I'm into Danny and I'm into Nia.
I need Danny to go a little lighter on the hair dye.
That was bad.
Eyebrows aren't matching, Danny.
And like, Danny's a good, I love them. And I'm like, I said last week, I'm going to be really sad if this fucks with their relationship because I love them. Also, last week we said, what do you think she does for work? And you said she's probably still in the pageant world.
And we found out she's like a 4-time black belt over.
I love that.
And that Donald Trump story was super interesting. She was like, he would bring all his friends to practice. And this one man grabbed me. And I was like, you will absolutely not. I will show you what I could do.
Go
to you.
Nia. We love us some Nia.
I would really like her to see, put Jax Taylor in a headlock by the end of the season.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
That would be a dream of mine. That is on. Put it on my, I'm adding to the prediction.
I don't know if that's a prediction or more of a want.
A manifestation.
Yeah, that's a manifestation. Mm-hmm. Put on your manifestation list. Ask, believe, receive. I'm thinking,
give me some more shirtless Jason. Jason, the number one Jason in the group. Jax is also a Jason.
Right.
And Jason Caperna. Hot.
So him and his wife were not in this episode so much. I felt bad him trying to do the hockey because he'd never done it before.
Also, when they said time of play, 4 minutes, 54 seconds or something, 57 seconds. And Jack's like, time out. He's like, oh, man, have I ever told you about this one time I was offered this job in Tampa for a hockey team to do their social media?
Oh, my God, never forget. Never forget.
I think he wishes everybody would forget because we know it's not.
That was a fake made up job.
It was a fake made up job. But they weren't there because they were sick. Remember, that's why they didn't show up to the girls' night or boys' night because they felt under the weather. So we got a little bit of them at the baby store. We're not getting like a ton of Jasmine and Zach either, which is honestly fine. Again,
Jack has like some funny one liners. He told me about a platinum gay. Never been in a vagina or out of vagina.
Sure, but I feel like he's just there for a one-liner.
I feel like next week will be good because basically the
girls' night.
Girls' night. Mm-hmm. So Brittany is like, so just so you know, Kristen, I think Alex is coming to boys' night. And also, I don't even think she's saying this in a malicious way or to hurt her feelings. It's like she was genuinely think she was being nice and giving her the heads up, and she truly thinks that her husband has the best intentions and she just wants all the boys to hang out, and Alex is actually their friend, so why can't he hang out with her new boyfriend?
So I felt like Brittany was doing damage control because she's probably like, Jax, don't invite Alex. You guys, I cannot handle the way she I feel so bad for this surgery that she's had that's clearly has fucked up her mouth. It's so hard to watch her talk.
Yeah.
Because it's like these nerves are all dead on that bottom lip right now. It's like, you know what? I'm not trying to be rude, but if your plastic surgeon has to do all
of Jax's nose jobs, meaning one didn't do the trick. Right. It's not for me the certificate also, of the place I'm going to go.
You shouldn't get plastic surgery 10 days before you are shooting.
And like if a doctor tells you that you'll be tip-top shape, it's like, did you not see season 7 of OC with Vicky and her chin?
I mean, even Larsa Pippen last year.
Yeah.
Just too inflated. It didn't go down yet.
But also, it's like, Kristen is so messy to me, which I'm loving. Okay, first off, everybody shows up like dressed to the nines for girls' night at Michelle's. Kristen comes in her Amazon not free people knockoff sweatsuit. And I know this because I bought this sweatsuit to wear on planes.
Right.
And I sent it back on for me because it looked messy on me, but I sent it back. But I was like, I know exactly this. It's not even the free people one. I know this is the Amazon dupe. Nothing wrong with an Amazon dupe. I love Amazon.
We love an Amazon dupe.
But it's just like funny to me that Kristen, I feel like she came in flip-flops because she's like, honey, I've done this shit before. It does not matter what you wear. And guess what? When you do wear something nice, you'll go down as a meme. Where's that green dress now? Everyone knows Kristen's green dress. Can you name another outfit of Kristen's?
I mean, I can see
not
her.
Not the top of your head.
I can see her in a black sir dress.
Okay, a uniform. But I'm just saying, you know, Kristen basically has said, like, I don't really give a fuck what I wear.
Yeah.
Because you're going to know when I mean to wear it. And I'm coming over here for drinks and for mess. And
but also, she genuinely did not have any idea that Alex was going to come. Like, she was truly shocked.
Blindsided there.
And Brittany's like, well, you aren't there. Like, what's the problem? Yeah. And Brittany genuinely does not understand.
Brittany is like, Kristen is like, this is bullshit. We're filming a reality show and like, the cast members of the reality show are there. You're asking why it's an issue that someone who's not on the show is being brought there to clearly stir up drama with my boyfriend who, you know what? If you guys didn't know, I'll tell you, he wears the pants. It's him wearing the pants and it's hot and I love it when he fights for me. I mean, and again, that's why I love Jesse when he's like, it's like a panther being afraid of a cat. Like, what? Like, you know, when he like brings up the titty twisting, he's like, okay, great.
It's like, I don't think I did that, but if I did, I guess I'm
sorry. Why do you keep saying you did it? You did do it. He's like, all right, chill out.
She's like, I'll say sorry. Do you want another whiskey?
Yeah. Neat.
But yeah, Jax does a great job bringing Alex in, and I thought it was absolutely hysterical. And he makes a really valid point.
Trying to turn both of these guys against Kristen? He wants to stay with her.
Oh, no. Stop it.
Beaches before the smokehouse.
he's like, I mean, if I can't hang out with anyone that Kristen has slept with, I wouldn't have any friends anymore. And I've slept with her myself.
I can't even hang out with myself.
He's like, I mean, it's a problem.
And I'm still doing it. He didn't say that. I'm just saying, look at the makeup.
Next week's looks good, though.
I mean, I'm telling you, this show is so... It's so bad. Like, I don't care about also, any of these people, but I can't stop watching it.
Not a lot happened. Like, we went to girls' night, boys' night, the hockey situation, and the steakhouse.
Baby store.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a lot did happen.
Bike riding. We went over to Danny and Nia's because she's got to go on a 28-hour trip. Three under two. You know, we had to talk about the pantsing again. A lot of apologies. Sorry about that. Can we drop it? LOL. Can we drop it? Like, my favorite thing is just like, I just so curious too, like when they watch these, because it's like every couple, there's one person who wanted to do the show and they're doing, and then the partner who's doing the show for their partner, right? It's like Jesse wanted to do the show. Michelle's there as a bystander. Maybe Michelle wanted to do the show so she could get divorced. Who knows? Nia, she's doing it because Danny's going to try to resurrect that acting career. He's a New York guy.
Right.
You know.
Zombie.
Jason's doing it for Janet.
Yes.
Brittany's doing it for Jax.
I think she enjoys it too.
I think she likes it, but I think I've said with them, if they went back on reality TV, it would ruin their marriage.
Mm-hmm. And Luke's doing it for Kristen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I forgot. I was like, there's one. And then Zach has always wanted to be on TV. And then Jasmine's on her like fifth reality show.
So, I'm here for it all.
It's a mess. It's horrible.
It's better than VPR.
Literally merge the shows. Next season, merge the shows.
It will be interesting to see.
And give us
that
2 hours every week. 2 hours each week.
Ooh, no. Ooh, I don't know about that.
Okay, 90 minutes. 90 minutes and watch what happens live.
Survivor
will
90 minutes.
Jax be on Watch What Happens Live?
Good question.
I would like to see that. He's good loose question. Cannon.
I mean, it must have infuriated him when it premiered last week and Katie was the guest.
Who from the Valley has been on Watch What Happens Live yet? Nobody. They got to get some people in there.
I don't think they
Kristen
do.
And Jax should go together.
To be on it, they would love that. They would love that. The thing is, they don't need any of them to go on Watch What Happens Live.
I would like to see it.
No, I know, but I'm saying like Vanderpump, I feel like, especially like last year, we were like, get them on each week to break down what's happening in this episode, right? Like there was a want from like the viewers. For us, I feel like it's like, yeah, I've got an hour. That's good.
Yeah.
You give me a 30 more minutes. I'll see what's going on. 30 more minutes if we add players from Vanderpump, not with this current cast.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I love mess.
There's so much going on. So, okay. So Friday we'll come back, talk about March Madness. We will talk our about houses. Martha's House Summer, both Bars of the New York.
Uh-oh, she's malfunctioning, guys. She's malfunctioning.
And, but also, we have to talk about buying Beverly Hills. I'm on episode 9. I binged
I'll finish it. I'll finish it by Friday. Okay. We'll have a debrief. We'll have a nice glass of wine. Great. We will just chit-chat. Just two girls gabbing.
Girls happy hour.
Two girls gabbing and sipping some wine.
Okay. See you Friday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.